Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, God, we just thank you on tonight, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. Lord, you always know exactly what we need, when we need, how much that we need, Lord God. We just want to give you praise and glory and honor on tonight, Father God, for you always just showing up and showing out right on time, God. Oh, Lord God, we want to say a thank you on tonight, God, for even allowing us to gather together tonight, God, in fellowship, love, and unison, meeting here in this sanctuary, Lord God, here at your altar, Father God. We bring you the altar of our hearts, Lord God, and welcome you in, Lord God, inviting in your warm embrace, Father God, that you may abide in us, that we abide in you, God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity, Father God, to simply feel the more of your love and the outpouring of your spirit, God, as you continue to smile down upon us, God. We thank you, Father God, for smiling down upon us, God, letting your sun shine in our lives, Father God. Oh, Lord God, it's truly a blessing for your sun to shine in our lives, Father God, because we know, God, without your son, Jesus, Lord God, we don't know what we would do or where we'd be, Father God. And we thank you for the sacrifice and the price that you have paid for us, God. We may have maybe able to stand here, God, with confidence and assurance, and you guys, we declare and decree some things over our lives, Father God, for we know that you sent your only begotten Son, Lord God, and we may have life and have it more abundant, Lord God, and may be here today, Lord God, and see your goodness in this life as we live, God. You gave his life for our life, that we may live, and we declare and decree on today, Father God, we shall continue to choose to live and not die, God, and stand for you, Lord God, not anything else, God, because we know, Father God, as long as we have you, God, we have everything that we need, Lord God, and we know even though the weapons formed, they shall not prosper. Oh God, we thank you today, Father God, for equipping us with what we need, God, for giving us the proper toolage and the armor that we need, Father God, to be able to withstand, Father God, for we know, God, that we are not, Father God, fighting up against flesh and blood, Father God, but we, Father God, are fighting up against spirits, Lord God, and we thank you today, Father God, for giving us what we need, God, Lord God, for reaching deep down inside of us, God, and pulling out that greatness, Lord God, that you have already planted in us, God, and may continue, Father God, to go forth in you, God. Oh Lord God, we just want to say a thank you on tonight, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Father God, for we know, Lord God, that you are doing a great work, God, and you work behind the scenes on our behalf, Father God, and we want to say a thank you, Lord God, because you have been doing your best work, God. You have been doing your best work in us, God, and through us, Lord God, and around us and for us, God, and even those connected to us, God. You have been doing such a great work, God, and we are truly honored, Father God, for you to even choose and use us, God, to allow your great work to be done in, Lord God, for we know, Father God, it's not us, it's all you, Lord God, and right now we give you all the glory, Father God, because it's your sun that is shining, Lord God, when we walk and we talk, it is your sun that is shining, Father God, when we enter a room, God, we know we don't even have to speak a word because your glory shines down upon us, God. Oh Lord God, we want to say thank you, Lord God, for helping us be humble, meek, and loyal, Lord God, and we don't be in that place of pridefulness and arrogance, Lord God, because we know, God, it's all you, it is all you, Lord God, and it's all goodness, all God, and we declare and decree and today, Father God, that everything in our life will be all good because we know it's all God. Oh Lord God, we thank you for working, Lord, thank you for working, God, thank you for working, God. We thank you, Lord God, for working those things out of us, God, that you can work some things into us, Lord God, because we know, God, that you are working, Lord God. We are thanking you on tonight, Father God, because as you are working, Lord God, you're giving us the strength that we need to assemble, Father God, so we shall not get weary in our well-doing, God. We shall not faint, Father God, and we know, Lord God, if by chance we get to that place, Lord God, we can come to you, Lord God. Because you are our ever-present help in time of need, Father God. You said, Lord God, for all of us that are heavy laden and heavy burdened, Father God, to come to you so you can give us rest, Lord God. If we are troubled and concerned, to cast our cares upon you because you care for us, Lord God. And because we want to stand, Lord God, because we want to continue to persevere, because we want to continue to prosper, Lord God. Oh God, we come before you right now. We lay it all at your feet because we trust you. We come before you right now, Lord God, and we give you every concern, every issue, Lord God, not just for ourselves, but our loved ones and friends, Father God, so we may continue, Father God, to continue and go on you, Lord God, so may continue, Father God, to hold on to our faith, because we know, Father God, no matter what it looks like, what it seems like, what we hear, Father God, that your word is so. If you've spoken to us, Father God, and it's just that, that all your promises are yes and amen, Lord God. So right now, Father God, we come to you that you may give us some peace and some rest, God, because you are our peace. And we want to continue, Lord God, to walk in peace. We'll continue, Father God, to live in peace.
and love, joy, and harm, Lord God. As we continue, Lord God, to endure this faith break, God. As we continue to patiently wait on you, Lord God, and not be anxious, Lord God, because your word says for us to be anxious for nothing, Lord God. So, Lord God, continue to let patience have her perfect worth as you perfect some things, as you mold and craft some things, God. As you position us and condition us, Lord God, we can be in the right posture that we may be able to receive what you have for us, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we laying all these things at your feet today, God, because we are not allowing anything to hinder us right now, God, as we have entered into this new month. This new month of October, the 10th month, God, we know we got new things in store for us. And we want to get everything that you got for us, Lord God. So, Lord God, on today, Lord God, we even bring our tears before your feet because your people have been laboring. They have been working, Lord God. They have been going through some things, God, so you can turn every tear, Lord God, into joy and laughter, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, even at this night that is coming, that our joy is in the morning, Lord God. Lord God, we still continue to stand on your strength and your hope in you, Lord God, because we know in the morning the sun will rise again. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for continuing to help us to grow that mustard seed of faith in you, Lord God, that we may continue to walk by faith and not by sight, God, because we know, God, all we need is that mustard seed of faith and just believing in you, God, to know that whatever you said is so. And we thank you on today, Lord God. Oh, God, we bless your holy name on tonight, Father. You are worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, God. We thank you on today, Father God, for every divine connection, Lord God. We thank you right now, Father God, for every person that you put in our life that may be able to help us, Lord God, to endure and go through, Lord God, because you said we will help us one to another. And we thank you, Father God, for equipping each and every one of us, God, to be a helper to another, Father God, where one is weak and the other is strong, that we may be able to bear the infirmities, Lord God, but that we may come and release them unto you because you are our burden bearer, God. We know it's not our weight to carry. It's not our burden to bear, but for us to stand in the gap for one another, Lord. So right now, God, we want to stand in the gap for one another, Lord God. Lord God, everything that we call out to you in prayer, God, those things spoken and unspoken, Father God, every prayer intercession that we have made, God, including those, Lord God, that we called out on this very morning, Lord God, you know everything that each and every one of them need, God, every specific thing, Father God, that was spoken to and spoken on, God. I'm asking on today that you continue to see about your people, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, even the prayer that has gone forth on tonight, God, I'm asking right now, Lord God, as we touch and agree for those things that you have already asked to go forth on tonight, God, and it'll be done, and it is so, God. Oh, God, even as we gather together on tonight in this sanctuary, Lord God, and we lay these things at your altar, Lord God, because you said we are to die daily, Lord God. We want to continue to lay these things at your feet until you perfect those things inside of us, Lord God. We may continue to praise and worship you, God. I'm asking you to consider and answer those prayers, God, and those prayers are on the prayer wall, God. Lord God, continue to do what you do best, God, and see about your people, God. I thank you for the prayers you have already covered on the wailing wall, and all those you have already covered in the altar box, God, and those that you're still checking out one by one and two by two, God. I'm asking right now, God, you continue, Lord God, to help your people to hold out and wait on you, because you are a man of your word and you're a promise keeper. If you said you're gonna do that thing, that's just that, God. It is so. It will be done in your son Jesus' name, God. Oh, Lord God, continue to pour out your spirit upon us, God. Continue, Lord God, to rest upon us, God, and we may be able to rest in you, God, and enjoy this life that you have given us, Lord God, as we live out, Father God, your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan, God. Lord God, continue to help our will be willing, Lord God, as we align with what you say to us, Lord God. We come before you right now, God, and we stand and touch and agree, Lord God, with those things you have spoken to us, God, because we are not giving up on our promise, Lord God. Our hope is in you, God. Our faith is in you, God. Our trust is in you, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that you're working in our life. You're doing your best work, Lord God. So today, Lord God, we shall rejoice because we are in expectation, Lord God. We are in expectation, Father God, for you to move in our lives, Father God. Oh, God, we are anticipating it, Lord God, because you said it, Lord God, not because you have to do it, God, or you're out of there, but because you said it. And we know, Lord God, that you are a man of your word and promise to delivering that thing on today, Lord God. So as we come together, Father God, in the expectation and anticipation, God, we shall continue to rejoice and praise as we wait on you, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, because we know without a shadow of a doubt, God, that whatever you're doing is in our best interest, Lord God. And you're moving on our behalf, God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you in advance on tonight as we continue to declare and decree those things you have spoken over our lives, Father God, because we have that assurance in you, God. Oh, God, we thank you on today for this brand new grace and mercy that we may be able to begin again, Lord God, if by chance anything had caused to be discouraged, if by chance, God, we were lacking in hope and faith that we could begin again in this second right now and just simply believe and trust in you, God, because we know that you got a grand master plan for us, God. There's a good and not of evil, Father God, that you have a future, Lord God, in store for us, God. And we thank you because we know our futures are bright. Because we know, Lord God, the enemy could not continue to try to steal, kill, and destroy if there was nothing to steal from, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, you're helping us see our worth and our value within. But we thank you that you also tame the enemy, Lord God. And that you let us know, God, that we have the power to stand on the enemy's head. And that he has no rights, no power, and no authority, Lord God. That he can't stop nothing that you have already set forth in motion. And we thank you, Father God, you continue to allow that thing to set forth in motion. As you continue, Lord God, to take us through the process, God. We thank you today for that process, God, because we did not understand it, Lord God. We did not know. We were not even sure why, God. But we know today, God, it's intentionally purpose for your purpose, God. And it was all a part of your grand master plan, God. We thank you right now, God, for not giving up on us, God, and helping us not to give up on you, God. Because we know, Lord God, you ain't got to take all day and all night because you're a God of suddenly, Lord God. So when you tell us to patiently wait on you, Lord God, we don't know your timing, but we know your timing is perfect, God. So even in the midst of us waiting on your timing, God, we thank you and bless you in advance, Father God, for preparing us in the waiting, God. We thank you on tonight because we know that you are working, Lord. You're working some things out on our behalf, Father God. Even if we can't see it, Lord God. Even if we can't feel it, Lord God. We just know, Lord God. We feel it in our spirit. We just know, God, that you're doing something special for us, Lord God. Because you said, God, you do exceedingly abundant above all we can ask, think, or even imagine. We thank you on tonight, God, for exceeding our expectations, Father God, and going way beyond our imagination, Lord God. So tonight, Lord God, we're going to do just what this song's saying. We're going to sit back and let you work. We're going to continue to let go and let God. Continue to praise and praise while you work, God, because we know that you stand before us, God, and nothing can come up against us, Father God. And again, Lord God, even though the weapons form, they shall not prosper. We thank you, Lord God, for letting us continue to fight, because we know, Lord God, we got the victory on today. And we bless your name on today, Lord God. Oh, God, continue, Father God, to fill us with praise and worship because we know, Lord God, it's a time to rejoice because you're doing a great work, God. Oh, Lord God, continue to touch those who may be in a place of discouragement. Let them know, God, that you are working, Lord God, no matter, Father God, what it looks like, no matter even what the people say, God, because we know sometimes people can't see the vision that you have given us, God, and they may speak down on it, God, but we know, God, you gave us that vision and that dream for a reason, and you're working it. You're in the process of working, Lord God, you may be able to visibly see it, and we thank you on tonight, God. We thank you for working on tonight, God, and help us get to the place of rest in you that we can let you work and stay out your way, God. Forgive us, Lord God, for the times we have been in your way and thank you we can help you, Lord God. We know you don't need no help. You got it all by yourself. But we thank you for the grace and mercy that you give us, Lord God, that we get a chance, Lord God, to say, yes, Lord, we surrender all. Have your way, God. Have your way on tonight, Lord God, not just in us, heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit, but in our lives, Lord God. We're giving you permission to have control, God. And if by chance there's any resistance, Lord God, show us, Lord God, because we shall not be in resistance with you, Lord God, to fight up against you. We're going to work with you as you're working, Lord God, so that you continue, Lord God, to work in us. Thank you on tonight, God, because we know that you're in control. All power is in your hand, and that you are working in each and every one of our lives, God. And we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, on tonight, we even ask that you stand in the gap. We stand in the gap and even work in the lives of our very enemies. Lord God, we can be at peace with them on today, Lord God. But they will know, God, that you're working in their lives as well, God, that you have no respect to person, God. What you do for one, you'll do for the other. That you want to shine in them just as much as you're shining in us, God. So, Lord God, I'm asking right now a special prayer to shine in them, Lord God, so that, Lord God, we can rejoice together as you bless, Lord God. And there will be no jealousy or no covetousness, Father God. No envy, Father God, no bitterness, Father God. Or no thinking and believing, Father God, anybody is less than, God, because you got something good, something, God, for each and every one of us. And we thank you on tonight. I thank you, Lord God, for what you have for each and every one of us, God. All of my brothers and sisters, God, I thank you, God, for blessing and working in their lives, Lord God. Lord God, continue to do that thing that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard being done in their lives. And continue, Lord God, to do it like only you can do, God. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you on tonight, God. Oh, God, you have been so good to us, Lord. Lord, you have been just that good. And we want to make sure we give you all the glory and praise on tonight and honor you on tonight, God, and pay you respects where respect is due, Lord God, because it's all you, Lord. It is all you, God. But we thank you again, God, for even choosing to use us, God. It's a humble privilege and an honor to be a part of this great work that you're doing, Lord God. Oh, God, we tell you tonight that we love you, we adore you tonight, God. And continue to outpour your love into us, God, as we outpour your love to others, Lord God. We bless you tonight, God. And continue to hear the prayers, Lord, and consider them, God. And it's in your son Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for the turnaround, God. I bless you, God. We declare and decree on tonight, God, that things are turning around for us, Lord. Thank you. And in the lives of our loved ones, God, and even in that person we don't know, Lord God, we are speaking a declaration over their lives, God, so they will know, Lord God, that you'll work on their behalf as well, God. Oh, God, you're turning it around for those, Lord God, who are in the passage of the hurricane. You're turning around for those, God, who are in the marriages right now, God. You're turning around in the families, Lord God. Lord God, we declare and decree this thing on tonight, God, because we know that you are able to do all things. And we thank you for the breakthroughs even in advance, God. Continue to let your sun shine bright in our lives, God. We bless you even more, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, God. We love you, yes, in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is turning around. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the turnaround. I bless you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for perfecting those things, God. I bless you, God. We'll perfect that life. We know exactly what it is, Father God, and we know you don't take all day and all night, God.
Turning around for me.
I bless you. I bless you. I bless you.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.